It Takes an Ocean Not to Break by Cherry Vanilla, read by Night Tracer. Fandom Hockey RPF, the Chicago Blackhawks. "You should come with me, you know," Kana says slowly, unclear how many drinks they've had at this point, or when they'd actually ditched the rest of the guys at the bar and ended up cabbing it to Johnny's place. "Come with you where?" "To the bathroom, Johnny," Kana says, rolling his eyes. "To Europe, ass." Johnny goes quiet for a moment, causing Kana to sober slightly, blinking over at him from his corner of the couch. "Not yet," Johnny finally says. Kana throws a pillow at him. "You can't tell me you didn't love playing tonight." Johnny looks at him, eyes practically shining in the low light of the room. "Of course I did. You know I did. But at the same time, look, I know one voice in a crowd isn't necessarily going to make the difference, but I need to try. You get it?" Kana grins and shakes his head fondly. "I get it, man." They're quiet again for a bit, just drinking from their bottles of water, not really paying attention to the TV when Johnny says, lowly, "Tonight, it was really good." He sounds almost shy, because he's just that ridiculous. Kana feels a slow smile spread across his face, and he sinks further into the cushions. "It really was. It's gonna be weird, like, being away from the guys. I mean, this time of year, you know." "Yeah," Johnny agrees quietly. "Like, if I'd known it'd get this far, I probably would have made more of an effort to see you this summer," Kana admits, feeling loose and drunk enough to do so, not even bothering to pretend he's thinking about the other guys on the team at this point. Johnny rolls his head on the back of the couch and smiles at Kana, raising one eyebrow. "Oh yeah? Would have trekked on up to the wilds of Winterpeg? About time, eh?" Kana grins back, feeling relaxed and happy, yet bittersweet at the same time. Johnny's face cracks open into a gorgeous, wide smile as he laughs at him. Like Kana is actually the funniest thing ever. Like he loves hearing his stupid accent on Kana's lips. He's obviously ridiculously drunk. Kana gulps down some water, overcome with feelings for a moment. And when he looks back up, Johnny is still staring at him, face happy and open, an unguarded expression on his face which Kana probably experienced more often than he's realized over the years. It's a look he's tried not to analyze too deeply, thought by doing so it might lead him down an endless rabbit hole he could never climb out of, but now he wants that look, wants to drink it in and fall until it's only darkness because he doesn't know when he'll see it again. There's only uncertainty now, where Johnny's always been the one certain thing in his hockey life. So he looks right back at him, holds his gaze, and shows Johnny everything he's feeling in this moment. Johnny's eyes widen a fraction, and a small, quiet noise sounds at the back of his throat. "Jesus, Kana," Johnny breathes, and then he's pulling Kana across the couch toward him by his sweater and pressing their foreheads together. Kana feels breathless, and all he can hear is the steady rise and fall of Johnny's chest. All he can feel are soft puffs of air fanning across his lips. "Hey, Johnny," Kana whispers. "Yeah." His voice is deep, rough, and so close. "Generally speaking, obviously, what's your thoughts on long-distance relationships?"
"I hate him," Johnny says immediately, laughing.
Kana grins.
"All right. Specifically, what are your thoughts on a long-distance relationship with tonight's MVP?
He feels Johnny's smile against his own cheeks.
"Stupider things have happened, I guess."
Johnny's lips skim across his cheek,
his jaw. Kana moans low. Like two guys taking 5 years to get their shit together? Those idiots, says Johnny fondly, mouth ghosting over Kana's. Johnny, Kana says against his lips, closing his eyes. Just kiss me already, will you? I still got a pack. He feels Johnny shake with silent laughter. Feels Johnny's hand in his hair, sliding down to curve around his neck.
As you wish.
He breathes, before pressing their lips together, licking his way slow and hot into Kana's mouth. Kana would roll his eyes or call Johnny out on the sheer cheesiness of it all, if he weren't so damned happy, and already growing addicted to the taste of his mouth. Yeah, they were going to be good. An ocean or a few blocks apart. It's all the same to him. It's all just Johnny. The end. Thank you for listening.